Hey, everybody. Ray Bram here. Welcome to the podcast that will help you increase the income and influence of your book, Beyond Royalties. Book Profit Secrets with Ray Bram starts now.
Hey, everybody. Ray Bram. Welcome back to another amazing session. And this time I am with my co-host in crime, Joris van Leeuwen, cutting edge studio summit entrepreneur, book expert, all of the above. You've seen him, or you're going to be seeing a lot of him lately, and myself. And we wanted to kick off one of these sessions by just talking around the basic book marketing, because a lot of people, you know, it's a tough hurdle to get over. And so I wanted to bring the expert on and talk about that. Joris, welcome aboard.
Yeah, great to be here again, of course. And thank you, everybody, for watching. I hope you're going to enjoy this summit and this talk today. And again, like Ray said, we're going to chat a little bit about the basics of book marketing. I mean, we have some great speakers coming up in these coming days, and they're all going to go in depth through a lot of these different steps. And I'm going to talk to you guys about it in a second. But it all starts with the basic of book marketing. But before we dive into that, I think it's important to know that we have to actually do a lot of thinking into your book marketing. Unfortunately, and because we work with Cutting Edge Studio, we're with a lot of different first-time authors, especially. And often I have the feeling that they're not thinking too clearly or don't have a good thought in their mind about that they actually need to do some book marketing. They're just so focusing on writing the book, publishing the book, and they put all their efforts in that and not so much in what comes after. While if you want to be successful, book marketing will actually make sure that, let me rephrase it. I think at least 60% of the workload is marketing, if not more. So keep that in mind while you're maybe currently working on your book, on your publishing process, because it is a lot of work. I mean, everybody can write a book and publishing a book, and it's all great and all. And if you are that author that just, I don't know, it's your life dreams, have your book written and have it somewhere on your bookshelf, that's amazing. But if you want to do some more and you want to reach a bigger audience, then book marketing is so, so vital. Yeah, so when we think about the basic of book marketing, I think if you ask that question to somebody, what's the bare minimum you have to do and what are the things I have to think about when it comes to book marketing, you will hear things like email marketing, social media, lead generation, etc. And these are all vital things, or can be vital things. And we're going to definitely talk about more about these things in later sessions with the other people on board. But it all starts with the basic. And when I think of the basic of book marketing, it starts with a few things, four things actually. First and foremost, your cover. But I mean, you can throw a lot of money into your book marketing, but if your cover is not professional enough, doesn't hit the right targeted audience, it will just never work. I mean, you can send a lot of people to your book, but they think, this is not a book for me, they will never hit that buy button. So make sure that the cover design is really on point. And there's a difference between a cover that you like and love and a cover that will actually sell copies. Again, we have about like 8 or 9 cover designers in our team. And often we create covers that authors really, really love, but sometimes we create covers they love, but we know beforehand, but yeah, I know you like this, but this second option that we created for you will actually sell you way more copies. And unfortunately, they don't always trust us. So there will be tips as well. Trust the process. Trust the cover designer you're working with. You're hiring a professional for a reason. So cover is really, really vital. The second thing is your book description. And please just don't just take just 5 minutes to jot something down. Really think about your book description or maybe let a professional write one for you. Because even if your cover design is amazing, and you send all this traffic to your Amazon book page or your website or wherever you want to sell your books, and they are interested enough by seeing the cover and then they start reading the blurb and they're like, this is nothing for me. This doesn't convey. They will, again, never hit that buy button. So having a blurb that will really, really convey and will hit them, push that button basically, is so, so important as well. But also other things like the number three is the price. Make sure that the price is the right price for your book. And the best tip for that is just go to Amazon, find several books in your genre, and just take a look at their pricing for the paperback and for your ebook and for your audiobook as well. and normally just go like, I don't know, like one door below the average. That's always a good starting point. And of course, there are different structures. Like the first week, you can make it free or 99 cents before eventually growing to that final price. There are all strategies for that. But in general, make sure you have a thought of type of pricing as well. And the fourth one in this pillar section is reviews. Make sure you have enough of them, at least 10, I would say, I think, before you start actually promoting your book. Have at least 10 reviews with a star rate over the height of it, of course. I would say at least 4 or higher. If you don't have that, just focus on getting more reviews and before starting promoting it as well. Because, people will actually take a look at what other people thought of your book before buying your book as well. So make sure those 4 things are in set before you actually going on the next phase. Any thoughts on that, Ray, before I continue on that as well?
No, I'll just say I read something recently that Honoré Corder wrote, and it was that, obviously looking at price, and she says a lot of those same things, but one of the things she mentioned, I'm like, that's me, is also people, they're not necessarily like, you think I got to get the price right, and you want to get it right for your genre, but the other stuff you mentioned factors into the price. If the cover doesn't look good, people are more concerned about, do I invest my, I don't want to overpay, but do I invest my time? That's way more valuable to me. And if it looks like you created the cover yourself, or the reviews say that there's some bad, edits in there or something, then people are going to immediately say, well, it's not the money. I just don't want to invest my time in something that's not going to be worth it. So, keep that in mind when you're putting all that together. It's like, you're asking for people's time too. So make it worth their while by following your
wishes. Yeah. And I think as well, when we're going back to the covers as well. I mean, what I personally have when I look at a cover, or whenever I buy a book, if I don't have that much time that week to read a book, then if I have 2 books in front of me and one is, I both love the topic, I'm both looking forward to reading these books, but if I don't have a lot of time, I notice that I always pick up the book that has the better cover. It's just, I don't know, it draws my attention more, and it doesn't always, is necessarily more professional than the other ones. It's also a little bit of personal taste, I guess, but it draws the attention more in. So, and you can do the same thing with your book. If your book is really attention grabbing, like the cover is really attention grabbing, you have the possibility for readers to pick your book over like a similar book, because there's so many similar books, of course, in the same about the same topic in the same genre, etc. You want to stand out. However, don't confuse standing out with creating a cover that looks totally different than the rest, because that's something you see a lot of people doing as well. They come to us and yours, I love your covers, but they look just like the other covers in the genre, or on Amazon in my genre. And we're always like, yes, that's exactly what you want. You don't want to, on the cover front, you don't want to stand out. A cover basically has 2 jobs. It needs to look professional and it needs to look genre. That's supposed to be the only 2 things it has to do. But as a good example, I always bring Harry Potter to the mix. Back in the day when like the last book of Harry Potter was written, there were a lot of horror fans that were actually just didn't want to leave that world, right? So what they did, they went on Amazon and they're trying to find similar books. So basically, it's a different story, of course, but they want to have some sort of continuation in their minds as well. So there were a lot of similar books that actually were selling a lot of copies back then, and still do. But how did they find them? Looking for similar covers. So books that actually look like a copycat in terms of covers of Harry Potter actually sell a lot of copies after that point. So keep that tip in mind as well, that you don't want to stand out. It needs to look good, it needs to be professional, and you don't want to have like a one-on-one copy of it, of course. But make sure that you hit some marks. Take a look at your genre, what are like the tropes, your cover tropes. I work with a professional designer. I mean, you can create your own cover. I think if there's somebody out there that's telling you you can't do that, that's rubbish. You can create your own cover. However, if you're not a professional designer, your cover probably won't be as good as it can be. And eventually, like down the line, it's going to cost you money. So work with a professional designer and trust their judgment as well. And otherwise, if that's not the case, then you'll pick the wrong designer. So that's basically the basic of book marketing. And the other tip I want to give you is don't rush the publishing and marketing process. So don't go to, I don't know, your cover designer, formatter, editor, whatever, and tell them, okay, I want to publish next month. Don't do that, because it's going to bring you so much stress, not only on you, but also the people you work with, and that never will work out. What we normally give as an advice, even if you do some things yourself, you want to outsource everything, doesn't really matter, but make sure you have all your files stored on your computer, cover design, formatted books, but maybe you also did your keyword and category search, maybe have some sort of marketing plan ready. Make sure you have all those files and all those ideas stored on your computer. And once you have that, and only once you have that, then like calculate at least 4 weeks, and that's your publishing day. So you have 4 weeks to maybe upload your files. Like Amazon is notorious for giving errors, even if designers use their own templates. And these fixes are always easy to fix, but you don't want to have that on the day that you want to launch. So then you have like 4 weeks to upload the files to make sure there are no errors. But also you have a few weeks to send a PDF of your book out to your launch team members. And if you're not sure what a launch team member is, that's basically people that want to read your book in advance in return for a review. So that when your book is live, as soon as it's live, you can send an email from, hey guys, remember me, it's my book is now fine and live and I'm very happy, et cetera. I hope you enjoyed my book. Can you please now leave a review? Because reviews those first week, day, for like 48, 24 hours are so vital. Because if you can get like 50 or more reviews in the first, I believe it's 48 hours or something like that, Amazon will see from, hey, wait a minute, this book's actually selling really, really well. Let's see if we can promote it in our own newsletter. And you can imagine Amazon has a huge audience. So if you can have that slot in one of their newsletters or promotions, that's going to be very, very beneficial for you. So having a lot of reviews can really help. And a street team or review team, a launch team can help you doing that as well. So you have like 4 weeks to send a PDF out. They can read it. They can prepare it. You have 4 weeks to maybe do things like a book promo site, so they can cross promote your book as well and with their newsletters. You can do things like maybe a website. If you haven't done that already, update your website and basically make sure that everything is ready as it can be before your launch. So yeah, that would be a vital tip as well.
Very good. Yeah, I'll tell you, in my first few books, I was running into that problem where I'd spent 10 months writing and coordinating and all this stuff. And it was like, okay, hurry up and publish, hurry up and, market. And you don't want that, even though you're exhausted, you just want to kind of get it over with that next step. You know, as you mentioned at the very beginning, that's almost as important as, or it's more important, probably it's more of the effort is in the marketing and the backside and making you put that hard work in, make it successful by not rushing it, but also, learning the fundamentals, which you just taught us.
Yeah. And also speaking about the fundamentals, know what's out there. So in terms of what are your options in terms of book marketing? Of course, everybody heard about email marketing, social media, and you probably have some sort of Facebook account or maybe TikTok or Pinterest or whatever. But there are so many different options out there, and it's really worthwhile exploring all those options. So, I don't know, get a course. And these courses can be very, very expensive. They can be very, very cheap as well. You don't actually have to rob the bank in order for all these things. Check our website out, cuttingstudio.com. We have some courses as well. And trust me, you don't have to rob the bank again. But make sure you have the information, know what's out there, what the options are. And if you know that, so you know what all the options are, they can do a research from, okay, now where's my audience? Because for me personally, for instance, I don't need to be on Instagram. I don't do a lot of Facebook anymore, not as much as I used to. My audience nowadays more like things on TikTok and email marketing. So I focus more on those things. But I only know that if I do research on where's my audience. So make sure you do that research as well. Yeah, and then go from there. I think that's so very important that you know what the options are. And then from there, make a plan and choose, I don't know, like three or four things that you're going to devote your attention to. So, I don't know, take a course, maybe buy some books about this topic, but have all the knowledge and then go from there. Because the last thing that you want is hit publish and then a week later, you think, oh, I should have done that. You don't want to do that. And of course, the beauty of self-publishing is that you can always restart things. So even if your initial book launch is not a success, if you then start figuring everything out and doing things the right way, you can rejuvenate that book. But the best way of success is having everything right from the get-go. So, and as well, of course, working with other people, working with other authors. I mean, maybe you work with a coach that has been through the process several times. That can give you tips on things that you might not have considered before. Of course, you're here, you're part of the summit, which is already a great step of getting that information, of course. So kudos to you for that. And yeah, but don't let us stop there. I mean, get all the information out there and then make a plan based off that.
Very good. So if somebody's watching this and they are the someone we described, they're in this phase, where can they get more information? What's the next thing they should do? It's like, oh, you know what? You mentioned a few things that I'm not quite sure about. You know, maybe I need cover help, or maybe I need editing, formatting, all that rest. Maybe I just need a tool, resource. What's the next thing they should do after hitting stop on this video?
Right. Yeah. So what I would do, what you could do is go to our website, cuttingisshoe.com. You'll find a link below the video, and you can find all the information about us and what we do and how we can help and all the different services we have for authors and the prices, etc. But one of the things we have, which would be a great additional step after watching this video, is as soon as you go to that website, you'll see a pop-up, and that brings you to our marketing page. And we're on that marketing page. I actually recorded a free in-depth video that talks you through the entire process from the production side of things in terms of some marketing as well, in what services you could get, like what's the right order in getting things as well, what you could outsource, what you can better do yourself, etc. And the thing I hear a lot from authors watching the videos is like, oh, finally, now I have clarity. I now know where to start, what to get, what to do myself, what the steps are. So if you are in this phase and you're not really sure about all these different steps, because there's so many different things you have to think about when you publish and market, feel free to watch that video. We have some helpful links below that video as well that can guide you a little bit more. You can always contact us, book coaching calls with us. So if you need any additional help, but I think that will be definitely a great starting point for you guys.
Great stuff. Yeah. So congratulations. If you're at that stage where you're looking to write, publish, market your book, or you're just starting out, you're at the right place. You're at this event is the right place to be. Cutting Edge Studio is one of the best resources for everything you need. So that's great too. And that's why I'm co-hosting this with you, George, because we love helping entrepreneurs get their books
done. Every single author is going to be here. They're going to love this summit. I know what's going to be out there in these coming days. And, you know, the speakers we have. And trust me, guys, you're going to be amazed at the content that you're going to get here. So, again, kudos for being here. I think it's a great first step of getting all that information. Yeah, and we're looking forward to seeing your books live as well very soon. So, cool.
Very good. Yes. And this, obviously, Book Marketing 101, this is also playing as our introduction to the summit. So welcome aboard. You're going to get, there's going to be a lot more. Batten down the hatches, get your notepad out. I take notes on every interview, by the way, so you can see that I'm doing that too. Feel free to take notes. You can get lifetime access if you want to do that. You can watch all the videos, 48 hours, get as much information as you can, and grab the ones that the videos that you want to watch, and make sure you catch those. And best of luck in your path ahead, and best of luck this week in watching all the fabulous content we're putting out.
Yeah, definitely enjoy, guys. You're gonna love this, and you can watch these videos, of course, for 48 hours or whatever, right? But I can imagine though that when I did these thoughts when I started out like years ago as well, and watched these courses, etc. What I often did is I just forgot to take these notes, because so I think your tip, Ray, is really, really worth listening to. Take notes. But of course, like Ray mentioned as well, if you're not that person that likes to take notes, or you just want to revisit these videos over and over again, maybe later down the line, we're actually at that phase, and maybe you hear something like email marketing and you're currently like, I'm not there yet. Let me revisit that video when it comes down to that. Again, you can always get that premium pass, and then you can just watch these videos endlessly, like for a lifetime. So yeah, know that as well. Awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing I love, we've got so many good people on this summit that it's almost like getting courses from all of them at once, whether you just attend live or you get the lifetime access. Great stuff. One of the other things I'll do is I'll do like, if you don't, you kind of feel like you got to take notes, but you don't, you want to pay attention. You don't want to burn a lot of time. I do notes in a to-do list. So I only really take down bullets that of something I should do, which, for instance, I might have, watching this, I might have said, hey, I'm going to watch that video that Joris mentioned, you know, on his cutting edge studio site. So that might be a to-do. And then if you get done, then you don't have so much to do. And then, if you're like, you know, I need to learn more about choosing categories or whatever that is, you might take a few more notes on that, you know, in that session, or find out who you want to learn that from. So anyway, welcome aboard. Joris, thank you very much for the information. And everybody, we will see you on the next session.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Book Profit Secrets. You know, Abraham Lincoln once said if he had 6 hours to chop down a tree, he would spend the first 4 sharpening his axe. That's what this podcast is meant to do. That's also what we do on our site, our companion site, ray.fm. So check us out there and sharpen your axe, increase your influence, income, and audience. We'll see you next time.